شو ما كان يا هلا ما كان يا الله ان شاء الله تعالى وجد كويس كويس بعد التسجيل في الصلاة يلا يا بدر يا شباب go go outside come inside ان شاء الله we can start so the upper street come close keep some here may need your help come close well this is a family program I always keep reminding it's a family الكبير والصغير الشباب الأولاد الكل ان شاء الله تعالى And everybody will have something today. Everyone will have something, believe me. Yeah, but just we're just waiting for the both to finish the salah and then we can start, believe me. Yeah. But now the shabbat riba wagulumidu. The kids train outside. Yeah, we start inshallah ta'ala. Yeah, marhaba bi ahli al-Yaman. Yeah, marhaba bi ahli al-Sham. Yeah, marhaba bi Falastin. يا مرحبا يا مرحبا يا العراق كمان ما شاء الله يا مرحبا يا باكستان وانديا اوروبا ما شاء الله لا قوه الا بالله يا مرحبا يا مرحبا يا مرحبا يا لبنان ايوه اهلا واهلا وسهلا ايوه نعم ويلكم ويلكم ما شاء الله مثل المسجد ما شاء الله لا قوه الا بالله has never been this better like this ما شاء الله we're so proud to have this Progressive Park community, mashallah, people are coming. Well, I'm so proud. At least, you know, this is my legacy. If I were to leave tomorrow, inshallah, ta'ala, I'm going to leave this legacy behind me, inshallah. But you, this is your message, this is your community, so you make it happen. It's not me. You make it happen, alhamdulillah. Right? So, before we do any questions, I'd like you all to access this. Just like last week, use your phones, yalla, shura. So, I use your phone and go to this link, this website. Yalla, shura, ahbar. So, this you will do with your parents. Yalla, tell me, what's your phone? Okay, good, good, good. The questions will be passed through the pill. Yalla. هذا ما أدري را ما شاء الله عليهم. طيب ما كان وانا سمعت ممكن شيء هنا في بيدي نحن نفتح المكان اللي حوال. نفتح اللي حوال تكون تكون كويس. يا شباب يا أهل مصر يا أهل السلامة هنبلش. يلا 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 go to this website so we can start. يلا طلع. Are you done? Let's go there. Your screen will change. Your screen will change. Okay? So you will get the answers. So you will get the questions. And then you give me the answers. You will write them down. And then inshallah will pick maybe the best answer. But if... اسم الهوية من كل فن طرف من كل فن طرف بس انت ها يا الله افتح الباب افتح يا سمسم افتح يا سمسم نكتو ماما نكتو ماما نكتو بابا انت يا معلم وين ابوك؟ وين جدك؟ بابا بابا ها؟ No, with mama. Who did you come with? Ninja, the pinta. Who did you come with? They just dropped on the left. So where? Who did you come with? Huh? You don't know? Well, then I don't know. Then it's not the boy. You don't know. What's your name? Pass. I'm not a cowboy. Yeah, just kidding. You know how nice I am. I'm very nice. Who did you come with? You only. Yes. Allah. Met your mama. Met Allah. 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 The website. The blog. Blog. Steve.com/ImamRiyad957. Yo. Yo. So we can get the answers. Yeah, then I'm adding to my stomach. Thank you. That's a lot. Yeah, thank you, my stomach. Hey, you can have one. I give you. You give me something, I'll give you something back. I'll give you something back. You give me something, I'll give you something back. Okay? Nothing. One. Only one. Only one. Only one. Anyone. You're welcome. Sit down. But sit down, sit down. Go sit down next to Mama or Baba. Next to Mama or Baba. Have you come there? All right, everybody ready for the questions? Come on, pull up, pull up, pull up. Quick, quick, quick. Quick. Get right to the next to him. Pull up. What is that called that in Maria? Answers in Arabic or English? Answers either in Arabic or English. All right, there you go. Don't screen in the middle. Don't screen. Come on. Yeah, that's it. That is the first question. It's on your screens. It's on your screens. First question. What were or what are the leadership skills mentioned last week? Kalimna ala maharat. القيادة عن سليمان عليه السلام هذا ذكرناه الأسبوع الماضي يذهب مهارات وصافي بس certain skills right leadership skills only one thought that we mentioned last week some said mentor did ask us about anyone that's wanting to ask pay delivery attention raise big has a good sense of what that is get over the speak Be serious with this. Don't throw anything at me. Responsible, open-minded, good communication. I said the leadership skills I mentioned last week. We talked about them last week about Suleiman Alayhi Salaam. Would be sure, be just, patience, and listening, of trouble. Wisdom, wisdom, listen, listening. Judgmental. They must think that this is a great mission in the respective terms of who gave me this answer? Hi, hi, hi. Who gave me this answer? I don't know. You see, I'm very clear. Who gave me this answer? You. Something different, huh? You said something different. And then this weekend, you can check where your husband is every time. Give Baba, give Mama, you have to get a spot. Question number two. Why did the Hoop promise to put his presence for the meeting? And the Hoop. Why can't we lift him up? Do you mind that I'm going to lift him up? Where are we off the Hoop? Why? It's not a question. Why? Why the Hoop will miss his presence for the meeting? He went to Yemen and spoke to young people from the sun. He was off spying on spying of the enemy. He was watching the people pray for the sun. Don't know. لأنه رأى الناس تعبد الشمس من دون الله. He was exploring the land of Sheba. He was visiting the queen. He was visiting the queen. And he was visiting the queen, huh? Because he saw unbelievable things. He was looking for a place to say, Yeah, find it. Why don't you tell him what he's doing? Observing the other areas to know what others are doing. Because he wants to search and learn something. He wants to step out. He flew over to Yemen. Can I tell what I did? I'm sorry to the man. What? إقامة الدعوة وجل وأحسبها لا بشكل He saw Queen of Sheba, he went to Saba كان يحاوله He went to Sheba because he was watching the people who worship the sun because the people spy on the Greek people praying to the Lord and he just went and he got his people worship but why did he do that? He was to think special news about the Queen so He was watching the people pray, man. He was doing his job. He noticed the pattern where people were worshiping the sun. Who came in his answer? He noticed the pattern where people were worshiping the sun. He went to Yemen, but he saw a person he came. I don't know what that is. He was distributing. He found a queen and her people were giving some idols. I don't know, we haven't come. He was witness something different that people were worshiping out of them. Allah, he was in church for water, so that when he noticed what he did, he was, yeah, maybe that's true. He was doing his, you know, he was going around, maybe the Lord, and then he noticed a kingdom of Sheba worshiping the sun. There were some people on Yemen that did not have something in going in there. Who gave me this answer right here? Who gave me this answer? Do you have any kids? Following? Yes. Oh, I've got these kids. This is for a good one. For the good. Question number two, Amanda. Give me another question. Is Suleiman beneath the hukou? The hukou. Ask Suleiman. Yes, he did. No. Give me the answer. Don't give me yes or no. Yes, why? No, why? Why? But he wants to check. He wants the proof. He needs proof. Is Suleiman beneath the hukou? Yes or no? And give me a reason to why. Not initially he deliberated. No, he still did that. What's that? No, he still thinks that he gets hurt. No, it's not, no. And it's not, but give me the reason. No, he still thinks that he gets hurt. Yes, because he's a good leader. No. Not initially. Not because he was lying. Who was lying? The third was lying. He listened, but he said, Hadi. Who gave me this answer? He listened, but he did not investigate more. Good job. He heard from him.
No. No. You just take something I give you. Come on. I give you, you take. Boys, what's going on here?
I just think his answer. I don't know who's saying yes. But since I went to the media, I
mean, I have other questions about that.
What did the Queen of Sheba do? What did she do when she read Suleiman's letter? What did she do? The queen, she decided to try to bribe him, she decided to go and visit the prophet. She consulted with her counselor, Min Gadi Hari. Who was it?
Yes, finally.
She first consulted with the counselor, who did he see? That's all you come. What should we do? Some people said, she bribed, before bribing, she consulted with the counselor. What should we do?
And I want to give you something.
It's a shallow.
You don't know. It's a kind of trauma.
Here's a new material.
Okay,
the next question. There's only two more here. Who got the queen's throne to Suleiman's palace? Why? It is not today. Why? It is not today. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah, insha'Allah. Alright, yalla, come on, come on. Alright, yalla, come on, yalla. Come on, 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 come on. Yo, I think your last question, I think it's the last one. Last one. I'll say. Now, before I move on, I'm going to need confidence with the power of the do we be fair? Those who have phones and those who don't have phones. It's been, don't check it out. It's so much happening. Bible can sit down and go check. Your mother is there right there. I keep doing nothing. I'm sorry. The question for those who don't have phones. What did we learn? How long have we been? What did we learn last week? One by one. What did we learn? Nothing we learned last week. What did we learn last week? About today, nothing. Did we learn nothing? What did we learn last week? I want to what did we learn last week? Well, I'm sorry. He said, what? The very first person who wrote in the letter of the today, my daddy said, what did you know last week? Can I get the fuck last week? I feel paying attention. Last week, being quiet, you get a fight. I feel making more of an occasion or looking at nothing from me. Ah, come on. And take a sleeping. What did you know last week? Be a good listener. You see, this is what I want to hear. What did you know last week? You didn't even come last week, did you? Are you saying, what did you learn last week? That's not good. Good job. Enough, because it's Yemen and the queen of Yemen and all that. That's not bad. What did you learn from last week? What did you learn from last week? Somebody hit you in the back. What did you learn from last week? Huh? I hear nothing. What did you do that? What did you do last week? Huh? To be a good leader, you have to be patient. This is what I want to hear. To be a good leader, you have to be patient. What did you do last week? So they might have 30 wives. They have obedience. Who's your father? Who's your father? He's a good listener, but Suleiman has many wives. So because he says that, this is for you and your mom. She said 100. Oh, she said 100 wives. Yeah, she's right. Yep. Is that him? Kutub? Yep. Let's start. Listen to that. Come on. Let's start. Listen to that. Now, I have to get something for the adult. Well, and for all. Yalla, come on. We're starting now. I need silence. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, but I need silence. Yes. So, I'm doing discrimination, right? I am, right? So cute. I worked on my finger. So I'm getting her touch. Yes. We have one mouth to speak and two ears to hear. So, you have one mouth and two ears. So, listen. Yeah, that's fine. Listen to that. Come on, that's it. Let's have a look. Go to your mouth. Go to your mouth.
trying to get you ready here? That's how we're going to quite. So last week, when we talked about Suleiman alayhi salam, the story of the Queen of Sheba, she entered the palace because Suleiman wanted to test her. Not that, okay, I've got this army that he sent to her to show her his power, but on top of that, she came into this palace. And what was the palace? It was the jinn who built this magnificent palace for Suleiman alayhi salam. And you will see, because today we will also talk about Al-Qud. Today, Shabbat Al-Qud will be talking about Qud, because Suleiman had this haikal, that the mission Yahud had come. You're talking about, they claim, those people, they claim that there is this haikal of Suleiman, and you know what they want to destroy? They want to destroy you want to destroy Al-Aqsa. So what is going on between there and this haikal or temple with Suleiman's actual temple? With Suleiman, and who built that temple? So here Suleiman has already had this magnificent palace. She entered, she thought it was like a water that she was walking on. She removed her shoes, and then she lifted her to find out that she was actually on glass that she was walking on. And then she said, now, I believe, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. By the way, this is an interesting question. Maybe a God would understand. To become a Muslim, is it sufficient to only say la ilaha illallah? We talked about this on Wednesday during the Tafsir. To become a Muslim, is it sufficient to say la ilaha illallah? Muhammad Rasulullah? What more? Are you right there? Huh? Okay. I'm trying to Islam? Oh, to know the terms of Islam? No. I mean, yes, but no. Yes, but no. And then the back. You have to say, I'm happy. Just to say, La ilaha illallah is not enough. You've got to bear witness. You have to say shahada. You have to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You have to say that shahada. And Muhammad said, give it to the yellow guy. Yellow. Give it to the yellow. So he says we cannot watch it because he realized that despite all the power that he had, Suleiman was beyond, and it cannot come from him. It's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because initially what Suleiman wrote to another because he wrote Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then he told her, come to me, what do you mean? Come to me, what do you mean? So I was praying in her mind. And then she came in, she was not convinced yet, she was like, but then once she saw her throne, and then she walked on that thinking that it was water, she said, no. So we talked about this. So you know, just giving you a preview of what we talked about last week. At that moment, she remembered the religion of Suleiman and she embraced Islam. And then we talked about the 1,000 wives that Suleiman had. Not only just 100. Mama. 1,000 wives that Suleiman had. So Suleiman, he made an oath. He said, I will be intimate with 100 wives, and I will, with those 100 wives, I will get 100 newborn babies to initially or eventually to become all Mujahid fi sabilillah. But he did not say, he did not say, inshallah. He did not say, inshallah. He said, inshallah, the Arabic way, or inshallah, the Pakistani way. Pakistani way. Then he said, inshallah, or the Arabic way, inshallah. The Muslim way is the Allah. The Muslim way is the Allah. So he did not say the Allah, and the result was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he had a baby. But I have not got this baby. Elijah to surprise him, or not to surprise him, to teach him about, you know, he's going to be important for saving to Allah. And there was someone who also did not say that. Me. The other cannot have. Muhammad? I didn't say that, Muhammad. Somebody else with it, nobody has the answer. What's that? Me? You? You didn't say inshallah. Okay. Okay, tell you what to do. So say inshallah next. All right, you didn't say inshallah. Somebody else. We'll come back to that inshallah ta'ala. Remember, I got that within my case anger. And then, Musa, Sulaiman, alayhi salam, went on doing his duties. One of his duties was to build a place of worship. Can I have some slides? Because it's already 7:48, and maybe I only have 10-15 minutes, and that's it, I'm done, because I shy the piece there. Come on. Baby, please. Good Baba. Is your Baba or Baba? Good Baba or Baba? So they met Ali Salam, he had to build the temple, a place of worship. So Ali Salam, he found the foundation of what the angels have built before him. Here we're talking about Baitul Maqdis, Al-Aqsa. Just like the angels, they initially built the Kaaba, they also built the first Muslim Qibla. Remember, did anybody attend my khutbah here today, the Friday khutbah? Nobody attended the Friday khutbah here today? You missed my Friday khutbah, what comes down, what I'm saying, and what's going on? Friday khutbah. So what Qibla, right? It was built by the angels, and then Yaqub, alayhi salam, Ibrahim, alayhi salam, before that, and then Yaqub. And then came Sulaiman, because it kept on being destroyed. So King Sulaiman, alayhi salam, went to the king, and they built this temple. But in fact, Sulaiman, he built many other temples, worship of worship, mountains of worship. Many others where he would go and build a place of worship, like a mountain. So Sulaiman, he built them. You're paying attention, right? Good job. One thing. When we talk about the Haken as the term it to be, and Haken is a temple. So because today, the countries want to destroy Al-Aqsa because they're saying, So what happened was, as I mentioned, so Ibrahim alayhi salam, he built it after it got destroyed. So Sulaiman alayhi salam was the last who built Al-Aqsa, right? So when out there trying to destroy it, we're actually claiming that we have the hatred. Why? Because it's anger, particular upside of this. You know, anger is you take it a step forward. So we want to destroy it to revive the fulfillment or the wish of the name of that incident. Well, as we Muslims, we believe that the temple itself is an upside. This is what it is. So this is in fact what was built by the Imam Ali Salam. Why am I saying this? You will understand why I'm saying this based on the end of the Imam Ali Salam. In the story of Ma'ud and Harut. What happened here between Ma'ud and Harut? It's been said, and listen to this. Listen to this. Some time ago in the era of the Imam. Because at the end, they used to come to the Quraysh, to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam, and they used to, in fact, not just curse, saying things about Jibreel, speaking bad about Jibreel and Mikael, claiming that they introduced black magic where? In Babylon, in Iraq. And they were claiming that Sulaiman was also the first who introduced a system of black magic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the ayah to define what they're saying. The story starts like this. Long time ago, I'm saying something interesting here to start writing to their next question. Say, what happened was, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had a man who was so clean, he used to write everything that Sulaiman said. Sulaiman had so much power, so he used to write things in a book, and then he would hide that book under the throne of Sulaiman alayhi salam. But what happened was, the jinn used to serve Sulaiman, and the shayateen used to serve Sulaiman alayhi salam. He wanted to get into that book, but he could not get into that book. Eventually, once Sulaiman died, and I will talk about the story, they managed to get hold of the book. So they opened that book, and they include sections into this book. Who are they? Because of the jinn and the shayateen, the bad ones. They introduced sections into that book. And then they spread amongst the people, claiming that Sulaiman was a sahir. Sulaiman was the one who introduced the group of the book. Look, it has the sahir in it. And there were these angels by the name of Harut and Marut. They came and the claim was that these two angels, you're going to test you all this, that these two angels, they got distracted by this very, very beautiful woman who, in fact, picked up and she learned from them the name of Allah, the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That name that would get them close into the heavens because they wanted to fly into the heavens today, according to this book, according to the Israelite. So she managed to get the name of Allah, the 22 angels, and then she managed to go up, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed her into a star called Venus. This is what they are saying. It is all lies. The true story is that the two angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, of the Baqarah, Harut and Marut, they came and black magic was spreading from Palestine and Iraq and others. They brought the distance to two angels to, in fact, teach people about how to negate the sihr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان. I was teaching a course in the UK, and as I was teaching this course, I was reading this ayah particularly, and then all of a sudden from the crowd, from the Rasul of Allah, and one of us was screaming, and people got so scared and terrified. I was talking about this. This is one of the most powerful ayahs against the jinn and the shayateen. Of course, that's Sulaiman. I keep on repeating, I'm just doing my thing. And it was screaming, No Sulaiman. Allah has it as وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَىٰ مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. And he said, oh, the magic forwarded by the devil during the reign of Sulaiman. Because they came to Rasulullah, they're claiming, Sulaiman is the one who introduced black magic. So Allah has done what he's saying here. Nah, it is not Sulaiman. وَاتَّبَعُوا يَا حَرِيدْنَا.
That would be interesting. Well,
I made a man lie. I made the woman remove what he gets. I made two by the side, like that's okay. tell you that, you know, I don't think so, no, yes, you know, but you know,
the other. I think some other place. So he's 15, he doesn't care. Okay, good, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then comes another person who says to the big person, I made a husband before his wife. I made a husband before his wife. If you're going to say that, and, the fact, of course, you're going to answer, you are the best. And he makes him sit next to him, because this is the best way man among the oldest way the one who makes a husband, divorces his wife. This is why, brother, be careful, when your wife comes here, when your wife says to you, my wife, and I'm the husband.
Yes, you're the wife. I know I just saw him once.
Let's say you're the wife, I'm the husband. Look up for work.
Or you don't.
And then there's this argument that starts for not, no reason. I don't even understand why we're arguing.
So say, but now is dead to you, you're the wife, okay? He said he needs to stop working, he needs to do that right now.
Come say,
you're my company, come say,
come say.
You see, I'm giving you a test of that. You want me? 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 You want me?
You're working all the time. You come home very late. You're not helping.
But how many enough? It's myself. I don't even have it. I have to help. I told you before I never existed. I have an imam and I said, I made it coming on the floor. I made it coming on the floor and I keep touching. That's
what I'm saying.
That's me. You're the wife.
I don't know what other songs
to do. I'm just reading out to your husband. Women are calling me on the phone.
Why are they calling you
on the phone? You're not a good wife. You're not a good wife.
Why are they calling you on the phone?
Let's say, what I hear,
Ni sama na kreni se divor. Budi pa se kao da se na telefonu pa. So then, back and forth, of course, then your mental comes up.
It's like something like that, but or the thing says that if the person is angry, extreme anger, the divorce is not counted.
I'm not here to prove that that anger is, and the shit that you have. Shit that you have, when you say extreme anger, you're not speaking the note of what you're saying, the divorce is not being accepted. So here, he tells me, fuck your divorce. So if I know he hears this, let's give me a few more minutes, Say, he hears this. So, he hears, I just made a man. So, who says this? Shaitan. Yeah, and the empire. That's all I made up for me. You know, when you talk to your wife, you're a divorced. It is the Shaitan who brought that. He said, so divorced. Let's never hear you divorced. So, I always go out the man. So, the man is, calm down.
Go make wudu. If you're standing, what should you do when you're standing?
So, God said,
wudu.
Suleiman Harris,
for them and how they set up. He wants to go back to them. He wants to see his meeting. In his meeting, remember when he was looking for the who forward, the who forward, and the who don't? After the meeting, May, he said, I'm going to that. Somebody came to him. He asked for them, who's that person looking at me? He stared at me. We had that. He was staring at me. And then for them, he looked at his woman. Ah, you know who that man is? Next week in Shabbat.